Welcome to the Your Oxygen Mask First podcast. I'm Erin Young, and this is a space where we explore ways to help the helpers. Because you can't help anyone before you help yourself. So sit back, put your own oxygen mask on, and enjoy the ride. Thank you for joining us. I am super excited to have Amy Turner from No BS Therapy back. And if you don't know Amy, she's been on our show before. She is our resident mental health guru professional, and I am absolutely thrilled that she is back with us. So thank you for coming, Amy.
Thank you so much for having me again, Erin. I am super excited to be here as well.
So Amy is an expert in rapid transformational therapy, and today that's going to be our focus, specifically on this type of help for people. So Amy, especially for people who have never joined us before, can you go over your business and what you do again?
Yeah, so my business is No BS Therapy, and what I do is I pretty much help you call BS on those limiting beliefs you've been living that are not your truth. And we do it in a very quick way, anywhere from like 1 to 3 months. And that's why it's No BS as well, because you find the root cause of whatever your issue is very quickly and you move forward and it's No BS.
So what exactly is RTT, or Rapid Transformational Therapy?
So Rapid Transformational Therapy is a hybrid type of hypnotherapy that was created by Marissa Peer. She started it. She's from London, and so she started it in England, and it just became so successful that now she's taking it all over the world, and especially right here in America. And what it is she's trained in so many different things, in hypnosis, in NLP, in cognitive behavioral therapy, in psychology techniques. And what she did is she took the best of all of it and made it her own program. And so it combines, the way that I like to look at it is, because I've been a licensed, or I'm still a licensed therapist for 8 years now. And the way that I like to look at it, it's like therapy, but combined with hypnotherapy, the subconscious speaks and not the conscious mind. And so we're able to find where the actual root cause of it is more than you can actually do in talk therapy. And so that's why hypnotherapy works in that result, is because we're able to go down to where those limiting beliefs lie and where those tapes are that are in the mind, as opposed to our conscious brain mind trying to think of what the issue is.
Those dark, scary corners.
Yeah, exactly. The dark, scary corners. Or it could be like nicer corners too, but usually if it's an issue that we all have, there's some dark scariness there that we're kind of scared to go. But that's the thing, is once you go there and you see, oh my gosh, I had to create this story because whatever happened to me, then you feel powerful because, oh, I created this story, I can uncreate it.
Mm-hmm. And these are stories that are going in your brain 24/7 that you don't even realize that they're not real, that they're stories that you made, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Like an easy example, because everyone loves to talk about money, is where, you know, you say the affirmation over and over, money comes easily and effortless to me. So you're saying that in your conscious mind. But if the tape in your subconscious is saying money doesn't come easy to me, money is difficult, money is evil, you know, whatever those limiting beliefs are that we were taught as usually as kids, it's running underneath that we're not aware of. And we're sitting here saying all of these amazing affirmations and wondering why the money's not coming easily and effortlessly.
Mm-hmm. That makes total sense. What are the scary aspects or misconceptions that people might have of what hypnotherapy is?
I love this question, because so many people think hypnotherapy is like that stage hypnotist that just like drops you, like you're on a chair and all of a sudden they touch your head and your just head just falls in the chair. And then they tell you, okay, you have to go sing NSYNC and pretend you're like Lance Bass on stage, or you have to bark like a dog, or yeah. And they make you do like silly, silly things. Sometimes people have to get undressed because the hypnotist says that you're so hot, you just can't bear it. And so people start like undressing themselves. And I think that's what people think like all hypnotherapy is. I mean, that's what I thought when I first started. So I love this question because it's not like that. The type of hypnotherapy that is therapeutic is the type that you have complete control. You, the client, the person under the hypnosis has complete control on what you're willing to say, what you're willing to do, where you're willing to go. So it's not like I tell you, oh, do this and you're going to do it beyond your control. It's definitely completely all in your control, because if it wasn't, then I could be a freaking billionaire right now because I could just tell all my clients to give me all their money and then they would do it, right?
Right.
So yeah, the client is in complete control. Yeah, it's nothing like stage hypnotism. And another thing too is a lot of people think like, oh, well, I won't be able to be hypnotized. And it's like, well, yes, you can, because you get hypnotized when you watch TV, when you're in a movie. I mean, that's that same type of brain state. It's the same brain state right when you're going to sleep and before you go into REM state. It's that alpha brain state and everyone goes into it. So when clients tell me, oh, I can't be hypnotized, it's like, well, you're thinking the stage hypnotism where you're just completely knocked out. And what we do, or what I do, is a very light hypnosis. So you're in control and you can easily be hypnotized because it's just like where your mind goes when you're watching TV.
Okay, so funny story about that. My youngest daughter is addicted to YouTube Kids. She loves watching movies about other people. Yesterday, she goes to lunch with my mom and she says, I can't eat meat anymore. And she's almost 8. And my mom says, why can't you not eat meat anymore? She says, because meat comes from animals and animals have hearts. So I don't eat meat anymore, Grandma. And apparently she's been watching some sort of vegan thing on YouTube Kids about how you shouldn't eat meat because animals have hearts. So now she completely believes that she cannot eat meat because she loves animals and they have hearts.
Oh,
so she's been hypnotized. She's been hypnotized by YouTube, just so you know.
That's such a great example. Yeah, you get hypnotized by other people's beliefs that can easily like take over like that. That's adorable.
Although she did have bacon at breakfast this morning, so I think we're over it for now until the next thing comes that, you know, she wants to do.
Right, right. Something that she'll surprise you with. Well, I watched this other thing and now I can't do this. Like wear socks or something because it's harmful or...
That's true. And she doesn't like wearing socks anyway, so...
Oh, well, there we go.
You won't tell her that. So expand upon how RTT kind of started and the history with Marissa Peer.
Yeah, so because she kind of took the best of everything and she started seeing that she can help her clients so much quicker than traditional talk therapy, so many people were like, Marissa, you need to teach us how to do this. Like other people need to know. And she didn't want to because it was her method. And finally, so many people were asking her for it that she realized, okay, people need this. I need to teach this. And so then she opened up her school and began to teach her method. So because that's what she does, she cares about people. She wants everyone to get healed and whatever that looks like. And so she knows one woman can't do it for everyone, but if she teaches people her method, then so many other people can get healed in a very rapid amount of time.
There's only a few of you in the United States right now?
Well, there's probably more because she did finally open a school in America. I think her first one was in Los Angeles, then she had one in New York, and I think those are the only two she's had so far in America. But I was one of the very first people in America to be certified in it. And so I was one of the very few. I think I was the very first person in California. And thank you. Yeah, it was really interesting doing that because I'm like talking it up so much and people are like, what the heck are you talking about? Yeah, people are just so confused. And now because she's becoming so world known that people know what RTT is and people are looking for me and it's growing. It's growing. There's constantly new RTT therapists all over, but I love saying that I was especially the first one in San Diego. And I believe I was the first one in California as well.
And there's celebrities and sports people and a whole bunch of different people that you may not originally think have turned to this method that have said that it's worked wonders for them, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Marissa, her whole story is she used to work with, I think she worked with Jane Fonda. Oh, and she did a show similar to like Fear Factor, where she almost like she hypnotized a celebrity so they could go out and do these like horrendous things. But yeah, she became like known as the therapist, hypnotherapist to the stars. And she's never told us the specific names of the celebrities, but she's told us stories of how she help them know that they are enough and how to get over like eating disorders and different things like that. So she's helped a lot of celebrities. And that's the cool thing is this method, this type of therapy helps everyone in all walks of life. It does not discriminate at all.
Mm-hmm. Are there any specific reasons why you prefer this method over to traditional therapy that you've learned in school?
Yeah. Like I said, I've been a therapist for 8 years. And as much as I was able to educate my clients and to help them see what was going on with them, the thing is the client can only see it from their perspective and their conscious mind. So in hypnosis, the client goes back to usually memories from childhood that either they forgot about or they knew about, but it just gives them some more insight. And those are things that don't really come up in talk therapy. But when people are in that hypnosis and they're able to see these different memories come back from childhood, then they get this huge relief that, oh my gosh, I know why I'm acting like this, or I know why I have this issue because I created it in childhood. And rarely in talk therapy are we able to go back into our mind, back into repressed memories to come up with reasons. And it's really interesting how I found it because I was a complete skeptic. I was like I said, I thought hypnotherapy was just like stage hypnosis, or like I've heard of like, oh yeah, they can help you like pass tests. I had no idea it had anything to do with therapy. And when I found the method, because Marissa is from England, they can say very different things in England than we can say in America. And so her whole trademark was, I can cure anyone in one session. And so I was like, who is this crazy lady that says she can cure people in one session? Because I'm coming from my like traditional background of therapy. But I was intrigued. And so I was like, all right, I'm going to go take her course. I'm going to prove her wrong and I'm going to get my money back. And then, of course, I didn't, because I started practicing the technique on friends and coworkers. People are crying with me, telling me things they've never told anyone before while they're in this hypnotic state. I'm kind of freaking out because I don't know what's happening. I wasn't expecting this to happen in 2 hours, where it's like, I know them, but not that well. And now they're telling me these like crazy things and crying with me. And I'm like, what the heck is this? And I've never gotten a client that far in the first 2 hours of me knowing them. And that's when I knew, I was like, okay, there's something to this. And I've been wanting to kind of get away from the traditional therapy. I'm very holistic. I'm very into Eastern medicine. I've been wanting to go that route. And then when I found Marissa's training and realized how brilliant it was, that's when I knew, Erin, that I could quit my hospital job and I can go help people in the way that I want and in a way that gets them the results and the relief that they've been just dying to have.
And you're very good at it too, just so you know.
Thank you.
So how do you tie RTT therapy into helping people crush their no BS beliefs?
Yeah, so that's really simple, because it's like, our BS beliefs, in my opinion, all come from childhood, or they start in childhood. They can look kind of different in adulthood, but they start in childhood, and they're all BS beliefs because they're not truth. We are born knowing that we are enough, knowing that we matter, knowing that we're lovable, knowing that we're worthy, knowing we're abundant. Did you know that babies only have two fears when they're born?
No, I did not know that.
So the first one is they have a fear of falling. And the next one is they have a fear of loud noises. Hmm. Only two fears that babies are born. So that should give everyone listening a relief, because any other fear that you have was completely made up. It is not your nature. It is not in your brain. It's something that you made up as you got older. That's why if you have more of a fear than falling and more of a fear of loud noises, then these are all stories. These are all BS beliefs that you made up to protect you for whatever reasons happened to you. And they're not your truth. They're not who you are. And so I love helping people see that you weren't born like this. You were born love. You were born abundant. You were born knowing that you're good enough, and to get people to go back to that and realize all these other fears are completely made up is just a huge relief and excitement for my clients. And I know it was exciting for me to realize that when I learned those are the only two fears that we're born with.
It's kind of like starting with a clean slate.
Exactly. Yeah.
How can RTT benefit those in the helping professions?
First of all, RTT can benefit everyone. In the healing profession especially, I am a huge proponent that we can only take people as far as we are willing to go ourselves. There is something that goes on unconsciously where if we haven't done personal growth work on ourselves about something, our client or the person in front of us that we're helping senses it. No one ever talks about it. It never really gets known, but it's this unconscious energy that person unconsciously knows that they can't go there with you because you haven't done your work as well. So I believe RTT, any type of personal growth can help, especially like the people in the healing profession need more personal growth than every other person, I believe, because we have to hold the space for them. We have to, in my opinion, have that experience or at least kind of understand what they're going through. Even if we don't know we're not going through the exact same situation, we've had the same feelings and same emotions, so we can relate. But that's the thing. We can only take our clients as far as we are willing to go ourselves. So if people in the healing profession do RTT and they see that all these other fears, all these other BS beliefs that they've built up are not theirs and they created them, then they can help other people do that too. And then everyone will get quicker results.
I kind of think of it like pre-RTT, you have cement shoes on and you're running and you're trying to help someone and eventually you're going to get there. But after RTT, those cement shoes are gone, and then you just kind of catapult to that person to help them.
Wow, I love that. Yeah, because you don't have that heavy weight anymore. You just catapult and go.
I just thought of that. That's pretty cool.
That's beautiful. I love little like examples like that. It just really helps us wrap our mind around big concepts.
Well, I think too, because I've been through it, I know how it feels. I can put words to pictures for it, make analogies, right? That's analogies?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah. Cause it's one thing hearing me talk about it that is doing it. It's another thing having you share your experience about what it feels like.
So Amy, now that you've convinced everybody that they need to go get RTT right now, like right now, how do you find a RTT practitioner, and are there certain credentials or things that you need to watch out for when looking for practitioners?
Yeah. So what you can do if you are specifically interested in rapid transformational therapy, you can just Google search rapid transformational therapy, and it should take you to the main website of Marissa's, but I think the fast track is Google search rapid transformational therapy, find a therapist, and then it'll take you straight to that page where all of us who are certified to do it are on the world map, and you can type in your zip code and find someone near you. Now you can work with anyone around the world. I mean, we can do our sessions on Zoom, so you don't necessarily need someone near you. I know a lot of my clients, I have clients all over United States and actually America, but mostly in United States. But I have had clients that live near me because I'm in San Diego. So I've had clients drive to me from Orange County and Los Angeles because they wanted to actually be in person. But you can do it with anyone. So I would say go on the website and see who calls to you. One of my biggest things that I tell everyone, no matter what type of personal growth you're looking for, what kind of therapy you're looking for, and I said this on your show last time, but I just reiterate it so much because not just because we do the method doesn't mean we're the right person for you. And so it should definitely be like dating. We should at least call 3 different people and hear how they resonate with you, hear how they do things, hear if they sound like, if you get a good feeling from them, that they're the ones that are going to help you, and then decide.
Okay, Amy, now that we have found an RTT practitioner that we're going to go with, how do we prepare ourselves for a RTT session?
You don't. There's no study guide. Honestly, that is like the best feedback I can tell someone. Do not prepare yourself, because a lot of times you will just put your mind in a tizzy trying to figure out, oh, what could show up? And oh my gosh, if we talk about this, what would happen in my childhood, or what memories are going to show up and what I don't want to talk about? And I've had clients do that, where they put themselves in such a tizzy that they almost like talk their mind out of not being able to have the session, and it becomes very difficult. So honestly, don't do anything to prepare. The only thing you need to do is trust that it's going to work. Just put your trust out there. Just trust that, okay, I invested in this. I know it's going to work. And that's that.
So explain to us what an RTT session is like from beginning to end. What does it look like, and what's the process?
Okay, so it's very different per every single client, because at least for me, I use my intuition and kind of know where the client's going to go. But the format is, first we go into the session and find out what it is that you're wanting to look at. One of the things could be someone coming in saying, oh, I want more confidence. And so what I'll do is once I put them into that hypnotic state, which is just a really quick, easy way to get there, which people are surprised about. And once they're in that state, then I ask the mind, okay, let's go back to a scene, a place, event, and time that has everything to do with why you don't feel confident. And then I'm doing a little bit of talking. And while I'm doing that, your mind is going backwards, looking as to what scene, what memory is showing up of when you didn't feel confident. That's called regression. So we regress back into, usually it's childhood, but at least it's younger than what you are today. And we do some different work with the different memories that show up, depending on the client. But I usually do 3 different memories, sometimes more, just completely depending on the client. And then once we do that, then there's many different techniques I can use. So if someone's been hurt by someone, then we can have a dialogue with the person that hurt them. If someone is coming in with more physical stuff, but I kind of do it with all of my clients, where you can have a dialogue with the part of them that feels that they're not confident. And so we can kind of dialogue back and forth. There's different techniques of taking that client back into that memory and changing that memory, in a sense, like changing it in the mind and like giving that client a voice to speak up and say what they wanted to say that maybe they couldn't. I love energy healing, so this isn't part of RTT, but I also throw that in as I see fit intuitively with my clients, because I believe like energy is stored in the body. And if we're not feeling our emotions at the time, then we push it back in our body. And that's when our body yells at us and screams at us with whatever physical things show up. And so I like to kind of find out where that energy is lodged in the body and do some work where I release it and then bring in a new energy. That's a whole separate thing. But then at the end, every single client gets their own personal recording that they listen to for at least, Marissa says 21 days. I always say a month, just to make sure we're really getting those limiting beliefs out of our mind and then putting in the new powerful ones. And so I make everyone a personal recording that they listen to for a month. It's anywhere from 15 to 20 minutes, and it's just all about who we truly are, that we are love, that we are confident. I mean, of course, it's going to be personal to the client and what shows up and what they need to hear, but it's pretty much, it's like affirmations, but it's going deeper into the subconscious. So it's changing out those BS beliefs to new empowering beliefs.
Affirmation on steroids.
Yes, exactly.
So now that I've done my session and I have my steroid affirmations, am I completely cured like tomorrow?
So this is very, very subjective. It depends on the person. If the client has, or if you have some really, really deep beliefs, like a really deep depression or anxiety, then it could take up to 3 sessions. I think for me, because I do have my background in psychology and I kind of understand more of the mental things that are going on, most of my clients only really need 1 or 2 sessions. I don't think I've ever had a client that needs 3 for the same thing. I have had clients that worked with me for 3 different months or sessions, but that's 3 different things. So we just worked on a whole slew of things too. Release them. In general, RTT, it's anywhere from 1 session to 3 sessions. And you know, that's just how kind of psychology is we take 1 layer off and then there's another layer underneath. And so sometimes we get really deep that first session and we don't really have to uncover more layers, or sometimes we just got that first layer and need to go a little bit deeper.
But it's kind of nice because it's so powerful that you're not going back once a week or once a month for an entire year.
Exactly. Exactly. And what I decided to do, because you know, you get your training and then you make it work for you. And so what I decided to do is I like to work with people at least 1 month. Very rarely do I do just that session and then like really never talk to them again. Because I think for me, just being a therapist for so long and seeing how our mind works and how healing happens, where it's like these RTT sessions, I like to say it's like 3 years of intense therapy in a 2-hour session. And the thing is, because it's such a big breakthrough, it's such a big aha, it's such a big change, that our mind is always wanting to protect us. And so our mind can sometimes want to push us backwards to our comfort zone. Doesn't mean we're comfortable there, but that's our comfort zone because that's what we've been used to. And so I like to make sure that my clients move forward. So I'm on the phone with them every single week, at least for that month, making sure that they are moving forward and not going back into their comfort zone. And then if they do go back to their comfort zone, I know how to move them forward. And that just really works for me because I think just with my background and seeing, you know, when I first started, I just did the sessions. And now that I've been doing it for almost 2 years now, I see that people get better results as they continue on with me. So that's why I rarely just do a session, unless it's like stop smoking, where you don't really need me after that. But if it's anything where it's like some deep-seated stuff, childhood wound type stuff, then it's like I at least work with my clients anywhere from 1 month to 3 months.
And I think it's really nice that you just don't abandon people. Because yes. You know, the person who is doing this therapy, it might be something that is so vulnerable and so kind of taboo for them that they don't want anybody else to know that they're going through this transformation. But I'm sure it's nice to be able to share progress on these little things that you're working on, but who are you going to share it with? Especially like friends or family who don't know that you're even struggling with this. So, you know, you are a safe place that you can, you know, that person can be excited to talk to you the next week because they're going to show you all of the great things that they've accomplished or how they've changed. So I really appreciate the fact that you just don't say, okay, well, we're done here. Thanks.
Right. Right. And I love that perspective too, because I was looking at it like, oh, okay, to make sure you're moving forward, but also you're so right. It's like, some of the things that my clients tell me are really deep-seated stuff they haven't told anyone, so they can't really share their results. And so that's the other part of it too, is getting this big breakthrough and seeing the different things that are happening and the transforming that's happening to have that person that they can share with. Exactly. It's such a great perspective.
Do you have any closing thoughts for us?
I would say, you know what? I think therapy has been such a big stigma. And if you know that you can just find either it's RTT or hypnosis or personal growth, then it really helps. Because the thing is it's like we are in our mind all day. We're in our perspective all day. And just to have that other person with another perspective that can ask you some questions that maybe you weren't thinking of, or give you their perspective and their insight to kind of open your mind to a whole different way of thinking is huge. So I love that this day and age, it's so it's seen more as it's okay to have a therapist or hypnotherapist or coach or personal growth, because that's the thing is we all need each other to do this. We need that tribe. We need to belong. And we're not going to do so well just by ourselves. So I guess my closing thought is just whatever your support is, it's amazing that you're doing that. And you really can have what you want as long as you're willing to put in the work. And it doesn't have to be hard. It can be fun too.
Mm-hmm. I have to give virtual high fives, slaps, amen, sister. I'm ballet not worthy. I think is completely important, and that therapy has been so taboo, and, you know, having mental health challenges or just even saying, you know, I feel sad today has been so not okay or not appropriate. But I really think that therapy or some sort of healing, whether it's therapy or Reiki or cupping or anything that makes you feel good, I think you need to do it just as much as one would get their hair cut or their nails done or anything that you do for yourself personally. You know, you need to make that a priority. And the more that we make it a normal thing for everybody, you know, hey, Amy, what are you doing today? Oh, I'm going to go see my therapist today. Oh, yeah, no, I saw mine last week. That's awesome. Have a great session. You know, instead of, oh, my God, your hair looks so cute. Thanks, I just got it done. You know, we need to talk to each other more like that. And I think that it will make us more inclusive and like the tribe that you were talking about. Because I think a lot of people are so lonely because they feel like they just don't fit with other people because we're just not talking to each other anymore.
I love that.
Right. So, you know, we just need to be honest and real and authentic with each other and make those connections, because I guarantee once you do, you will feel better.
Yes. Oh, yes, absolutely. And don't even get me started on how like social media and like cell phones are taking away our connection. So anything that you can do towards yourself to feel better, absolutely.
So full disclosure, I have done an RTT session, or actually a couple, with Amy, and she is absolutely amazing. Seriously, has changed my life. I would not be here doing this podcast and talking to you people and giving you guys this types of information and wellness if it wasn't for her. So if you want to check her out, it is worth everything. So Amy, can you tell us how people can find you?
Aw, thank you so much, Erin. That means so much to hear that. So people can find me at nobstherapy.com. You can also go on Facebook, look up Amy Turner, or look up my Facebook page, No BS Therapy. And if you want to join my Facebook group where I talk a lot more about this and more in depth, it's nomorebsbeliefs.com.
And you do live videos and post some pretty cool resources in that group too.
Yes.
And it's free. So it's like free therapy a little bit over there.
Exactly. Yes.
Well, thanks again, Amy, so much. I'm so happy that you joined me. I really appreciate it. And if you like Amy as much as I do, please like, subscribe, rate, and go over and go visit her page and drop her a little line.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. And I hope that you found something that really resonates with you. I can't wait to share even more. So please subscribe to the podcast. And you can find links to our resources in the description and at youroxygenmaskfirst.com.